Welcome back to the programme. Now, breaking news this morning, within the last hour, on the new National Children's Hospital. It's been announced that Mr. Tom Costello, chair of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, has resigned. I'm joined on the line now by Catherine Shanahan, health correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Catherine, good morning to you.
Good morning, Maria.
Do you think this was inevitable?
I do. Having, you know, watched the coverage all week, it's been on the front pages of nearly all the newspapers for a couple of days now. It's been the lead story on a lot of the papers, including our own paper, for a couple of days in a row. And having sat through the PAC on Thursday, the Public Accounts Committee hearing, if you know, they came in around 10:30 that morning. They finished up around 5:00 that day. And really...
Grueling
and just so many unanswered questions and such a level of unhappiness among the committee members, and still questions that seemed like basic questions that there weren't ready answers for.
Like?
For instance, Jonathan O'Brien, Sinn Féin TD, asked, what is the construction cost all in? Now, I know the figures have been presented in so many different ways that it's very confusing, but that seemed like a pretty straightforward question. And they were sitting there, there was people looking at them, they were rifling through papers, and then it was basically a case of, look, we've been asked for figures in different ways, we've presented them in different ways, we've never been asked this exact question before, so we'll come back after lunch and we'll give you the figures. And the TDs were just sitting there going, that really did seem like a basic question. And Jonathan O'Brien kind of muttered, I'm sort of afraid to start asking the awkward questions if you can't answer this one. But you know, there was a couple of things said at that PAC as well, that the spotlight was starting to shift onto the Department of Health. Seamus McCarthy, the CNAG, the Comptroller and Auditor General, was sitting in there, and he was asked who did he think was responsible for the project, and he said, in his opinion, this was a project belonging to the Department of Health. Now, Jim Breslin, the Department Secretary General, stepped in straight away and said, you know, we set up the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board to deliver this project. They have a statutory responsibility for it. And he was really kind of pushing it back into their corner. So I personally feel that the fact that the spotlight was moving onto the department, Michael Harty, who is chair of the Health Committee, and these officials also appear before the Health Committee on a couple of occasions, he was interviewed on Drive Time yesterday by Mary Wilson, and she started mentioning the word resigning, and she mentioned the minister. And Michael Harty said at this stage he wouldn't be calling for anyone to resign, but that, you know, when the PwC report, which is currently looking at how the costs escalated in relation to the hospital, when that's complete, well, then maybe there would be resignations, or there would be, depending on where responsibilities lay. And I always think, you know, once the spotlight starts shifting onto the department, is going to be ahead, and it's not going to be somebody in the department straight off.
Well, I mean, one doesn't in any way like to assign blame when you don't know where the blame for anything lies.
Absolutely.
But it would seem that the kind of the establishment always protects itself. You know, the civil servants don't have to go public, and the minister can say it was the HSE. The HSE can say it was the Department of Health. I mean, I was listening to somebody who has built three hospitals saying it's not rocket science.
Yes, I think you're referring to Jimmy Sheehan.
That's right.
Blackrock Clinic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose some people would argue, okay, Jimmy Sheehan is the expert, obviously, in building hospitals, and I am not. But I've heard some people, some commentators say, well, you know, they're very different type of hospitals that he built. You know, this is 6,150-room hospital. We've never done anything like it. And for it to be fully digital, you know, it's going to present all sorts of challenges.
Yeah, but there was a critical thing that he said, kind of in terms of the way you go about something, is you design it in advance. You get the details sorted out in advance, whereas people look at you oddly and say, well, how could you do that? Of course you could do it. They're doing it on enormous buildings all over the world every day of the week.
Well, they didn't do it on this one, and it really did come back to bite them, because, you know, we discussed before, they had a preliminary design when they went to tender for the second stage, and they had to lock down, you know, the final design. And what they discovered at that point was that they had identified everything that they needed for the hospital, but they hadn't identified the quantities, and that really, you know, drove the cost of the project up. So I suppose from Jimmy Sheehan's point of view, to say that to have the design done in advance would seem to make sense in that respect.
It certainly would. You know, if you were doing a kitchen extension, you'd do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if the comparison is fair.
Yeah. Will there be a domino effect now?
Well, I mean, there have been plenty examples of domino effects in the past in terms of, you know, the kind of private individuals go first, you know, maybe somebody within a department to go, then, you know, and finally maybe a minister. I don't know. This will give a bit of breathing space because obviously there was uproar yesterday when, you know, it was reported that the PwC report that's been taken to look at the cost escalation, you know, that there was a line in that saying, you know, you can look at what the key relevant parties did, but you can stop short of any individual culpability. And there was kind of uproar at that. So the minister came out straight away and said, oh, you know, there will be people accountable. And I'd say he was under severe pressure because, you know, there's been so much negative commentary this week. It was sort of unsustainable. It really was inevitable that I think somebody was going to go by the end of the week. We were talking about it in the newsroom yesterday and, like, you know, there's general agreement, you know, somebody's going to be gone by the weekend. And unfortunately for Tom Costello, fairly or unfairly, he's the one.
Well,
there you go.
I mean, is it fairly or is it unfairly? He's done it. He's issued a statement, you know, talking about having the honour and privilege of chairing the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board. He's been there for 6 years, I understand now. But he says within his statement, I'm concerned about the reputational damage that the ongoing commentary about the increased cost of the hospital is having on this critically important project. And so I have decided to step down from my role to help ensure that focus is restored on delivering the project.
Yeah, and I mean, that is a fair enough point to make, but, you know, then you have to go back and ask, well, why is there all this negative commentary around it? And then you have to go back to the way the whole project has been handled. And, you know, ultimately, he is the chair of the board, so I suppose from that perspective, the buck does stop with him.
Well, I was looking at some of the chains of command and oversight written in the paper this morning in great detail. The amount of committees and boards and the devil knows what that had to be gone through to get things agreed. That is a recipe, normally speaking, for disaster.
Well, I mean, it was very confusing from my own perspective even to sit down and work out what's this group and what's that group. But I suppose the two main oversight groups that seem to have been involved, you know, in addition to the board itself, which had the statutory responsibility, you had the Children's Hospital Project and Programme Steering Group, which reported up the chain to the Children's Hospital Project and Programme Board, which was chaired by Jim Breslin, which is the Department of Health. And as was pointed out during the week, also he is the accounting officer, but he's the money man. But, you know, he wasn't handling the project then, the board was. So, and then there were several subcommittees of the board, including a finance committee, which we heard a little bit about during the week as well at the PAC, because there were questions about, well, you know, Paul Quinn, Chief Procurement Officer for the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, he's on that board, he's on the finance committee. How could it be that, you know, they knew about the escalation in costs last June and the minister didn't know till August? Did he not talk to the minister? He's the Chief Procurement Officer. And it was, you know, there was the department was saying, no, that's not the way it worked.
I suspect there'll be a certain amount of pass the parcel going on.
Yes.
But anyway, Mr. Tom Costa, I'm sure it has been a very stressful time for him and
indeed for
others involved. And he has given 6 years service.
6 years,
so we will leave it there for the moment. And thank you very much indeed for talking to us. That was Catherine Shanahan of the Irish Examiner.
Podcast The Marion Finucane Show at rte.ie/radio.